A new MIT startup wants to help cities fight the opioid crisis by screening wastewater. Here's BioBot co-founder Nusha Gailey pitching the concept at South by Southwest.
Everybody pees every day. And this rich source of human health information aggregates in our public sewers. An infrastructure that you maintain, that you own, and that you manage. This resource is underutilized, and it's an untapped source of wealth and information.
Well, joining us now is Mike Bajorek. He is deputy town manager in Cary, North Carolina, that's testing this technology. Welcome to Here and Now, Mike. And let's start by telling us how the opioid crisis is affecting your town.
Well, last year, we in Cary, it's a city of about 162,000 people. We had 6 fatalities due to overdoses, an additional 40 overdoses that reversed through the use of Narcan. That was a 70% increase over the year before. And while that doesn't seem like a lot in numbers, first off, that was 46 families that were very much affected by it. But as our mayor states all the time, is that while we might not be in crisis, we are in a perfect position to actually try to do something about the opioid epidemic because of the situation that we're in.
Being proactive now, right?
Absolutely.
So along comes BioBot. I mean, first of all, what did you think of the idea when it was pitched to you, and how do you think it might be beneficial to Cary?
Well, I tell you, the first time when I've heard about measuring wastewater for opioid metabolites, I said, well, let's try that. And we failed miserably. So like any good bureaucrat, I said, okay, let's put that off to the side and try something else. But luckily, we have some great staff here with the town of Cary, and they continue to talk to people and got in touch with BioBot Analytics, who, while measuring of wastewater for opioid metabolites is not necessarily new, they're doing a lot of that in Europe, some in Australia. What's different about their thought is if we take it from small, more distinct geographic areas where we know the demographics and land use, a whole variety of other information because of the distinct area, will we be able to give our public health officials a more clear picture of what is going on?
But I wonder if there's concern on the flip side of that. I mean, have residents said that they're worried about their privacy, about whether or not if you're getting down to the area of a few blocks. I don't know how granular it can be. Are folks saying, you know, maybe we don't want town officials or city officials to know if we've got an opioid problem here?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I've had those questions asked me. And I guess the first thing I always start kind of on the big picture is in 2016, the CDC has said that over 64,000 fatalities were caused by drug overdoses. And if we have the opportunity to make a difference, why wouldn't we want to do it? Then the second thing is our smallest areas were about 10,000 people. 10,000 people in a day's time generates about over 500,000 gallons of wastewater, about an Olympic-sized pool worth of water over a day. And we'll be sampling about 10 gallons of that Olympic-sized pool. So it is thoroughly aggregated and would not be able to identify any one particular citizen.
Once you get that information, and I understand that you're doing it from maybe 10 different locations around Cary, say you find a spot where, you know, things look like maybe there's more opioids in the wastewater than you'd like to see. Does Cary have a plan for how it might go in and assist that part of the community?
Well, you know, this is not a police investigation tool. Our police have much better ways of understanding and finding where illegal drugs are going on than for us to be spending money measuring wastewater. What we hope to find is to get baselines for different areas to really do two things. If we get information, or when we get information that illustrates a higher level of prescription opioid use than in other areas, or if there is illegal drugs going in an area, that is a great point to be able to have conversations. And that's what we're after, to have families talking about what's going on in their community, what's going on in their family. Now, the second piece is by giving this proactive information to our public health officials that currently are developing programs based on reactive data, basically number of overdose fatalities, stale data. It takes 6 months to a year to get an autopsy report that identifies what actually was the cause of death. I think through the information we're trying to develop, they'll be getting near real-time information about what is going on. And through predictive analytics and modeling, we hope that somebody way smarter than me will develop some correlations of saying, okay, if you look at this and this, then these actions will occur, and be able to give that information to our public health officials so that they can develop programs that specifically meet those parameters. They'll be more cost effective and they'll be able to respond quicker because we can remeasure. You know, this is a proactive program.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is not catch people once they're addicted. What we're trying to do is cut that addiction cycle before people are addicted. And so many more families will be saved and strengthened if we're successful in just starting the conversation.
Yeah. Well, Mike Bajorek is Deputy Town Manager for Cary, North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Sure thing, Megan. Thanks for having me.